Chapter 13, Searching for Doc and Ocarina. The sky lit up again. A loud crack followed in seconds.
Time to beat, Dreamflyer said. We'll head through the middle woods.
We'll be here opening Grand's chests,
Car and Dobro both said at the exact same time. I grabbed my pack and headed for the door. Flower Sun was already there, folding herself back into Dreamflyer's pack. It was a mystery to me how she fit herself into his pack. It truly was bottomless. In a minute, only a long leaf stuck out to wave goodbye. Dreamflyer put on the pack.
Fly low, Bongo, so you can spot the ground. Watch to your left. I'll look to my right. I'm hoping Ocarina or Doc tagged some trees along their way. Look for a purple vine hanging from a branch. It's a tag. Two tags in a row point out a direction.
I nodded.
One more thing, Bongo. Let's stop in the deep woods so Flower Sun can speak with some trees and ask for help. Trees talk to each other through their roots. The news of our search for Doc and Ocarina will get out fast.
We took off side by side.
I brought some back-in-time berries just in case. They only last minutes, but I can go back in time a few hours.
His voice trailed off in the wind. We picked up our speed. I wasn't used to watching where I was going and looking for a purple vine tied to a branch, not at the same time. The wind kept growing stronger. We finally entered the deep woods where the oldest and tallest trequoia trees lived. Enormous, powerful trees, thousands of years old, stood silent like towering blue giants. Doc called this place the Old Growth. Not many dragonfly kin ever flew this far into the turquoise forest. The smell of wood was all I could breathe. I felt small.
Let's stop at that tree, Dreamflyer shouted over to me. Follow me down the trunk.
I followed. We landed in front of the tree's wide blue trunk. Dreamflyer opened his pack and helped Flower Sun out.
Thank you. Oh my, that was exciting.
Her eyes were blinking fast and out of sync as she looked up at the tree.
Yes, this is a beautiful tree. A mother tree. See the younger trees in rings around her? Generations.
My stone pendant glowed green when my hand pressed flat against the mother tree's bark. I saw Car greet trees in this way all the time. Flower Sun began to speak to the tree in Silva. Me and Dreamflyer stood on either side of her so she didn't blow away. The mother tree's thick branches resisted the wind. Its bark began to change. Symbols appeared in the bark, as if carved there a thousand years ago. Flower Sun's long leaf touched the bark. She closed two eyes. Her open middle eye read the symbols that changed every few seconds. Turns out, her third eye in the middle of her forehead, that made her look different than other Flower Suns, was a great gift. She could read symbols. After several minutes, Flower Sun bowed her head, saying thank you to the mother tree. Me and Dreamflyer did the same. The three of us stepped back and faced each other.
The word's out, Flower Sun said. Trees are now on the lookout. We should head west, in the direction of Elderroot, and look for tree branches moving up and down. That will be our signal and path to follow. We can stop again along the way and speak to other trees. Well, I can.
To keep a lookout for Silva symbols, Flower Sun needed to be outside Dreamflyer's pack as he flew. She and Dreamflyer had made a setup so she could fly, or sort of fly. Her roots formed a harness around her upper body that connected to one of her long, vine-like tendrils. Dreamflyer tied the tendril around his body. When he flew, she followed behind. She even learned how to do spins in tow behind him without getting tangled. We took off. Dreamflyer's crystal glowed orange as we turned to head west. It was our compass.